Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Good Ancestor, A Radical Prescription for Long-Term Thinking is a nonfiction work by Roman Krznarek that argues modern societies have become trapped by short-term incentives and that this narrow focus undermines sustainability, democracy, and justice for future generations. Blending philosophy, psychology, history, and public policy, the book asks what it means to act as a good ancestor in a world shaped by climate change, political cycles, and economic pressure for immediate returns, rather than offering a single technical solution. Krznarek develops a framework for expanding time horizons and treating the interests of unborn people as morally relevant in present decisions. The book is aimed at readers interested in ethics, environmental thought, civic reform, and social change. And it is especially concerned with how long-term thinking can be translated into habits, institutions, and collective action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central critique of short-termism and the colonization of the future. Krznarek begins from the idea that contemporary institutions reward immediate gains while pushing long-range consequences out of view. Businesses, politicians, and even individuals often optimize for the next quarter, the next election, or the next notification. And the result is a pattern he describes as the colonization of the future. This is not simply a complaint about impatience. It is an argument that modern decision-making systems systematically discount the welfare of people who will live with the consequences later. The book links that habit to large-scale problems such as climate change, ecological depletion, and social instability. By framing short-termism as a structural problem rather than a private failing, Krznarek shows why personal good intentions are not enough. The challenge is to redesign incentives, norms, and public thinking so that future effects are treated as real present responsibilities rather than abstract possibilities. Secondly, intergenerational justice as an ethical duty to the unborn. A major theme of the book is intergenerational justice. The claim that future people deserve moral consideration, even though they cannot vote, purchase, or protest today. Krznarek treats this as a serious ethical question, not a sentimental one. If present generations benefit from using resources, shaping laws, and building infrastructure, then they also bear responsibility for the conditions handed down to descendants. The book asks readers to move beyond a narrow legacy mindset, focused on personal remembrance, and toward a broader duty of stewardship. This matters because many of the hardest policy questions, from climate action to debt, resource extraction, and land use, involve transferring burdens forward in time. Krznarek does not pretend this is easy, but he argues that the absence of representation for future people in current systems is precisely why a moral framework is needed. The point is to make the future visible in present ethics and politics. Thirdly, cathedral thinking and the value of projects that outlast a single lifetime. One of the book's most memorable ideas is cathedral thinking, the practice of beginning work whose full benefits may not be realized for decades or centuries. Krznarek uses the cathedral as an example of collective ambition that spans generations rather than election cycles or business plans. This is not merely about grand architecture. It is a way of thinking about public works, ecological restoration, educational systems, and democratic institutions that require patience and continuity. Cathedral thinking challenges the assumption that worthwhile action must produce immediate payoff. Instead, it recognizes that some of the most important contributions to civilization are cumulative and unfinished by design. The book uses this idea to show that long-term commitment can be practical, not utopian, by valuing durable frameworks over quick results. Societies can make room for projects that protect future stability, deepen resilience, and create shared goods that no single generation could build alone. Fourthly, training the mind for foresight through the marshmallow brain and acorn brain. Krznarek also explores the psychology of long-term thinking by contrasting the marshmallow brain and the acorn brain. The marshmallow brain represents our tendency toward immediate reward, distraction, and short-lived pleasure, while the acorn brain reflects the human capacity to imagine future scenarios, plan ahead, and act with patience. This framing matters because it shows that short-term thinking is partly cognitive, not just cultural. People are wired to respond to urgency and temptation, but they also possess the ability to anticipate consequences and rehearse alternatives. The book uses this insight to encourage habits of foresight, such as reflecting on future impacts, widening the time frame of decisions, and practicing what he calls deep time humility. Rather than treating long-term thinking as a rare talent, Krznarek presents it as a skill that can be cultivated. That makes the book more than a moral lecture. It becomes a guide to retraining attention and judgment so that future-oriented reasoning becomes more natural in daily life. And public debate. Lastly, institutional reforms and cultural innovations that give the future a voice. The book is strongest when it moves from individual reflection to structural change. Krasnarek argues that long-term thinking must be embedded in institutions if it is to survive political and economic pressure. He points to ideas such as future generations commissions, constitutional reforms, and other mechanisms that make governments answerable to people who are not yet born. He also draws on examples from indigenous stewardship and alternative social experiments to show that many cultures already contain practices of long-term responsibility. This broader comparison helps the book avoid treating the problem as uniquely modern or Western in a simplistic way. Its deeper claim is that societies can choose to reward stewardship rather than extraction, continuity rather than exploitation. That includes economic systems, education, and democratic rules. In this sense, the book is not only philosophical but institutional. It asks how public life might be redesigned so that the future is represented more fairly in the present, making long-term responsibility part of normal governance rather than an exception. In conclusion, The Good Ancestor is best suited to readers who want more than a conventional sustainability book. It will appeal to people interested in environmental ethics, democratic reform, civic planning, psychology, and the larger question of how societies can act responsibly across generations. Its practical value lies in how it connects personal habits of foresight to institutional reforms, giving readers both a vocabulary and a moral framework for long-term thinking. Intellectually, it is useful because it brings together philosophy, history, and public policy without reducing the problem to a single discipline. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its focus on time itself as a political and ethical issue. Rather than only urging greener behavior or technical solutions, Krasnarek asks how present systems can be reoriented so that future people matter in present decisions. That makes the book especially relevant for readers concerned with climate, public institutions, or legacy, and for anyone looking for a serious argument about what stewardship should mean in the 21st century. If you would like to support Roman Krasnarek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.